Well, we've been in this series entitled The Songs of Christmas, and it has been, like I said, amazing talking about the different things of God and through these songs. Because a lot of times we sing these songs, they have so much meaning. Not so much the let it snow, that doesn't have any biblical meaning, but the rest of these songs, especially Hark the Herald that we've done. Now, we're going to do Hark the Herald again, believe it or not, because, again, there's just so much in Hark the Herald, Angels Sing, that I feel like God is trying to show to us. And we read the words, and sometimes we don't really understand what it says. So today, I want to talk about this verse here, almost entirely this verse. It's amazing how much power is in this. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by. Born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald, angels sing. Let's sing it, say it together. Glory to. Oh, come on, you can do that better. Glory to the newborn king. That sounds like you almost care. So, man, it's amazing. So, like I previously stated when I was lighting the candles, today we're going to be talking about regeneration. You're probably wondering, what does regeneration mean? What exactly are you trying to say? Well, to make it really simple, it's something that's new. It's something that's fresh, maybe retooled, something that's been repaired and awesome. It's regenerated. It's new. And I don't know about you, but I've noticed, especially around this Christmas time, that we love new stuff. At least me. At least my kids, right? They want the new toy. They want all that. And when I was a kid, I would always try to convince my parents of the new video game system I wanted, right? I wanted a new video game system. I wanted them to purchase that for me. I already knew Santa wasn't going to give it to me because he doesn't exist. Sorry if your kid is here. Okay. So anyway, if that's the case, listen, if that's the case, I'm like, I want to get this present. I want to get this new video game system. And the first question they would ask is like, well, what's wrong with the old one, right? And I would say, well, number one, doesn't really have that great graphics. The graphics aren't as good. Number two, the old one doesn't really have a lot of the new titles of the new games. Number three, most importantly, is the old one is not the new one. I want the new one. So I can remember my first video game system. How many of y'all had this? The Nintendo Entertainment System. The Nintendo Entertainment System. This was my first video game system I ever had. I can remember still the day that I saw it under my parents' bed, actually. I didn't find it. I was little. I was like six, and I was playing hide-and-go-seek, and I found it underneath. They didn't wrap presents at that time. So I found it under there. So I got it for Christmas, and I grew to love the Nintendo. Here's a commercial from that time frame. Here we go. This is the bee's knees.
When you get hold of the Nintendo Entertainment System. Woo! When you master Rob the video robot.
I don't remember having the robot, though.
Gyromite. When you shoot the light sensing zapper.
Duck Hunt.
When you play the system with the most arcade hits, you're playing with power. The Nintendo Entertainment System.
You're playing with power. You're playing with power. I love that. Look at this. Look at this kid. Look how happy he is. He's so excited, he's not even looking at the game, okay? But I do kind of notice that he looks a lot like me when I was his age. Yeah. Yeah, the haircut right there. I mean, apparently my parents saw that ad and said, that looks like Josh. Let's give him a Nintendo. So that was a Nintendo Entertainment System, and that was great and all. But then came the Super Nintendo. Nintendo knew what they were doing. It's not just the Nintendo. It's the Super Nintendo. And this thing had all the great games and had all better graphics. Instead of 8 bits, it had 16 bits. Whoa, like it's amazing. But here's the commercial that really won me, that won my heart, right? Here we go.
When you decide
I to step up to this kind of power, this kind of challenge, this kind of flying, crashing feeling? When you decide to get serious, there's only one place to come, the games of Super Nintendo. No one else creates this kind of experience, because no one else creates these kinds of games. Now you're playing with power, superpower.
Oh, not just superpower, or not just power, superpower. And not just superpower, but listen, did you guys see who was in that? Paul Rudd! You're telling me Paul Rudd plays that and he's got superpower? I gotta get the Super Nintendo. I was all about the Super Nintendo. They took that phrase, now you're playing with power. Superpower. And it was the same kind of technology, you see. It was the same kind of technology, except they added more bits to it. So instead of an 8-bit system was the 16-bit system. And for a long time with video games, they were just trying to up one another on how great the graphics could get. So Nintendo knew what they were doing. They knew it was like that they could get people like me as a kid to have it. Because you couldn't just have the old Nintendo. That would be lame. You know, you got to have the new Nintendo. You got to have the Super Nintendo. It's the same reason why we have phones that have numbers after them now, right? It's like, well, because they used to, you know, it was just the Galaxy for a while. Now it's the Galaxy 7. Now it's the Galaxy 8 or the iPhone 10. Well, then they called the X. And you're like, oh, but now they got the iPhone 11. I only have the 10. I got to get the X. I got to get the 11. What am I doing? I have to get it. It's always this hustle and bustle. Now, I can realize that some of you are like, meh, I don't need any of that stuff. I know for a fact some of you guys here have some really nice guns. But I know you're already thinking in your head, man, it would be nice to have that new 6.5 Creedmoor because that could take down a deer and an elk. You're already thinking, how could I get that? Or ladies, maybe you have a new essential oil diffuser. You're looking for a new one that maybe it puts out more of that stuff in the air. It's like, I need that. Or maybe some of you want a coffee maker. And you're like, you know, the Keurig's fine, but I'm really looking for the pour-over experience where it blooms and you get everything to bloom and it'll have the aroma through the house. I would like a new coffee maker. I would like, or ladies, let's be honest. A lot of you just want a brand new diamond under that tree. Am I right? Come on, diamonds. Nudge your husband and say, what's up? That's what... We like new things. We like things that are improved on. That's who we are. It's built into who we are. But if you're taking notes today, they're using this Christmas story that we know very well in the song Hark the Herald Angels Sing. There's a few things I want to point out. And the first one I'd like to point out is that when Jesus came as a baby, as we're celebrating, he came to bring a new day. He came to bring a new day. It's like that verse that we sang. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Now, did you know that that verse is from the Bible? Very good. Some of you got that. So if you're reading in Malachi 4:2, it says, but for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays. Now, when we're looking at this word son, it's not S-O-N. How many of you, honestly, thought it was son when I was singing it, thought it was Son of Righteousness? Show of hands. Okay, there's three of us. Okay, there's more. Okay. So when you read it, you're like, Son of Righteousness. Yeah, he's the Son of Righteousness. So it was a double word. It's double meaning in this. In Malachi, this prophecy is writing about Jesus as the Son that comes up, and it's a new day. It's a new day. Because of Jesus' arrival, it signified a new day, a new era, a new covenant. It signified to us something brand new. In fact, we see this in other songs too, in O Holy Night. Yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. We also see it, that was in O Holy Night. In Silent Night, we see with the dawn of redeeming grace. And then listen to what Jesus says about himself in John 8:12. He says, when Jesus spoke to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Amen. Amen. It brings a whole new appreciation to the verse that we sing or sometimes we skip altogether. But it brings this whole new, there's meat there that maybe you didn't notice before. As I said before, you know, sometimes we want something new just because it's new. But sometimes we need something new because what we have is broken. Somebody, like, think about it. If you got a dishwasher that's not working, you need to get that fixed or get a new one. If you have a car that's not working, you need to get it fixed or get a new one. You need it because it's the old thing is not working. And this could be said for the same thing of the people of God in this time. The people that love God, the relationship, this whole system that they have is not working as well as it could. Just to give you a little backtrack, God created the world, created man, and man decided that they were going to do their own thing. Sin entered the world. They wanted to be like God. They wanted knowledge. They wanted this. They were tempted and they fell into sin. And that brought forth, because what God set first was a perfect system. We screwed it up. So God says, it's okay. Now listen, it reminds me of like when my kids break a toy, like the day of Christmas, sometimes it feels like that. It's like, here's your new toy. I broke it. Oh, great. What do? As a dad, I go over, I open up the drawer, I pull out the crazy glue, and I take the crazy glue, and I put the little Barbie head back on its body, right? That's kind of like what we did to God's perfect system that he gave us, is we broke it. And God's saying, listen, it's okay. I can fix it right now, and we'll get by, but I got a better plan in mind. That's Jesus. Jesus was the solution. Jesus was. And what they were doing before that, it wasn't working very great. Obviously, they had to kill animals. They had to do sacrifices in order for their atonement of their sins. They had all these things. And the whole time, God's like, "I be patient. It's coming. It's working. And he's working like we sing all the time. He's a way maker. He's doing things behind the scenes we don't even know." And the people of Israel were desperate for something new, because they needed it. They needed the Messiah. We needed, humankind needed the Messiah. It's a new day. It's a new sun for healing for all. We read that, and you may have noticed it says healing in its rays in the Bible, but it says healing in its wings in the verse in the song. That's just an artistic way of trying, you know, artist license to try to change it, rays, light. It's kind of the same thing. But that healing is going to all. To all. Because of Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection, we are no longer under the curse of that sin that we were under before. That is a new system that's awesome. And the people of that time, we remember, if any of you saw the wonderful play that Jeannie did with the PCF players, I just keep thinking about how excited people were. How excited they were. That's exactly how they were. They weren't like, oh, here's Jesus in the manger. Like, you look at the nativity scenes and nobody, I always notice nobody's really got a smile on their face. I would be like, that's awesome! Yes! I don't have to kill my sheep anymore. I mean, I would be so excited. You're telling me that I can be with God? I don't have to go into the temples? He tore the temple. Oh, my goodness. I would be so excited of the arrival of Jesus. And sometimes we miss that. We miss that. We read it as a story and we don't really care. Remember, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. That is a new day. That's an awesome, awesome new day. The second thing I want to point out to you this morning is that Jesus' birth signifies to us a new life. A new life. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Jesus actually talks about these things in a story that we know very well. At least we know one of the verses very well. It's in John 3. If you feel like turning there, you're more than welcome to. If you're taking notes, you can write down John 3. To give you a little background, there's a man named Nicodemus. Nicodemus has a lot of money. He's very prestige. He has everything he could ever ask for. He's one of the Pharisees. He's got power. He's got moral authority. He's not like what you would picture you know, the broken and the lost, like people usually stereotype Christians are, right? He's not that. In fact, he's the opposite. He's got so much to lose. But he visits Jesus in the middle of the night, and he comes humbly to him. In fact, he calls him rabbi, which is amazing because Jesus wasn't under a rabbi at any point. He has no prestige. He has no clout. He has nothing. So for this man to come to him, he's humbly coming before Jesus, and he's investigating, trying to find out who are you? What is this? And Jesus, as he's talking to him, he says to him these words. You probably have heard this before. Jesus replied, "Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." A lot of times we lose the sight of even that phrase, born again, or second birth. We lose the meaning of that phrase because of, think about when you hear born again Christians, it's usually about us being crazy psychos or something. Like, you know what I mean? It's never this rich being born again. And as this whole story is Nicodemus asking him, like, who are you? And Jesus keeps telling you have to be born again. And he's like, I don't really understand what that means. He's like, dude, you're thinking of things in heaven, like not in heavenly places, but you're thinking of things in earthly places. That's how you're looking at the world. You need to be born again so you can see what God's doing. You need to choose to be born again. And can I say to you, just like Nicodemus and just like the prostitute said Jesus, that Jesus led, right? Just like them, they had to be born again on both sides of the spectrum. So no matter who you are, how you're raised, your race, what job you have, how much money you have, we all need to be born again. We all need to see that Jesus is the Messiah and the King of Kings. We all have to do that. This is what Jesus is saying about himself. But then Jesus says this in the verse we know very well, very well. For God so loved the world, let's say it together, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. 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 And when Jesus is saying this to him, I feel like it's almost like Jesus is saying to this Nicodemus dude, listen, I'm here to fix the problem. I'm the new system. I'm perfect. There is nothing you can find in man's ways that is better than what I am, because I'm not man, I am God. I am the Messiah. I've come here. God has sent me. I am the one that will fix the problems and give you a new life. Without me, you will perish. But with me, you'll have life. Eternal life. I don't know about you, but that's a great deal. It's a great deal. I'm here to give you life. I'm doing a new thing. Jesus is displaying to us a personal relationship with God. He's saying, before with the new day, that's for all of us. But now he's saying to Nicodemus, you have to be born again. He's not just saying everybody, which is true, but now he's saying you have to be born again. When people say, what is a personal relationship with Jesus? It's exactly that. You saying, I've been born once by my mother, but now I'm going to be born in the Spirit and say, Lord, I want to see things your way, not my way, not the earth way, but Lord, your way, heavenly places. Now, I've already told you about my love for Nintendo. I mean, I love Nintendo. Ask my wife. I'm trying to convince her that we could buy a Nintendo Switch. So I'm like still in this phase, and I'm almost 36 years old. So how many of you know who Mario is? Show of hands. Okay, if you don't, here's a current picture of like what he looks like. He's a plumber, but he has superpowers. And he can do cool things, and he's always trying to go on a mission to, like, save a princess, right? But the Mario that I grew up with did not look like that at all. The Mario I grew up with looked a lot like this. It's like you kind of got to squint to see the difference between those two pictures. It's like, is that Mario? What is that exactly? Yeah, that's Mario, and he's got shooting fire. But a lot of times, you may not know this, it's like you play a game like this, and this is right in the beginning, World 1-1. This is when you first start, you turn it on, you press start, you want to play, woohoo, this is me. Okay, and that, so you're playing this game, but here's what if you know who Mario is, you might not know this, or you will, that you only have a certain amount of lives. You start off with 3 lives. So let's say you run into Koopa Troopa. Well, guess what? You're going to lose a life. Okay? Then what happens is you run into Goomba. You're going to lose a life. And then you finally make it to the castle, and you got Bowser there shooting fire. And if that hits you, bump, bump, you're done. The song goes, dun, 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 dun. And then this comes up. Game over. Game over. You're out of lives. And I can tell you right now, as a kid, and even as an adult, I hate that screen. I just hate it. I see that, and I say, get behind me, Satan. I hate that. Game over. Ugh, and I get mad and throw the controller or something like that. I just didn't want to see game over. And the thing it's like, if only there was a way that I could play this game and never die. And then comes along the Game Genie. The Game Genie was a cartridge that you had that you would place your game into like this. So you have the first one, you plug it in there, and you put it all awkwardly into your Nintendo. And here's the thing, you can see the Game Genie with the codes. You could type in a code, and one of the codes was infinite lives. So you could play all through. You could play all through the Mario world, and you would never have the fear of the game over screen. You would play this game like me, and I always felt like this is the best creation ever invented, because now I can actually win the game. The cheat codes, man. I love the cheat codes, and it always saved me from the game over screen. Can I suggest to you this morning that when Jesus came and his birth, his death, and his resurrection, that he came as the cheat code for us to have everlasting life? It's amazing. Everlasting life. You may run into a Koopa Troopa. You might run into a Goomba. You might fall down in a pit. But guess what? It doesn't matter, because even though you go through issues, you will have eternal life. It's the Game Genie is there as a kid. This is amazing. I have this. I'll never die. That is what Jesus did for us. The Christmas story is the cheat code of life so that we can have everlasting life. Jesus says this. He says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and life to the full. Life to the full. He's brought a new day. He's brought a new life for us. He's showing us through this that it's everlasting. I've noticed that Mario, think about it for a second, Mario is probably all anxious like before the cheat code comes in. Pretend you're in the game. You're playing, you're running, you're like, I don't want to die, I don't want to die. And then what happens? Somebody puts in the cheat code, and you don't have to worry. You're always going to be, no game over screen for you. He's not anxious about anything. He's not worried. He's like, it's cool. I'll just start again. No problem. Can I just suggest to you today that some of us need that excitement in our life that this is what Jesus did when he came to us, that he brought life and life to the full, so that you aren't running around like, what's going to happen? No, when you said yes to Jesus, you got eternal life. Not just life in the afterlife, but life today too. Well, sometimes we forget that. We're full of life, y'all. We're full of life. You got life. I got life. I got sometimes too much life. Just running around getting excited. But listen, that excitement comes from this realization that Jesus, when he came as a baby, he came so you could not die but have everlasting life, that you would not perish but have everlasting life. It's the best cheat code I've ever heard of. And as long as you're plugged into that Game Genie, you're good. As long as you're plugged into Jesus, you're good. Hey, don't disconnect from the source. Don't disconnect from that thing. Because when you disconnect, now you lose your assurance. Now you lose the fact that, well, what am I going to do? Because you're not with the Lord. You need that cheat code, and you need to walk in it and use your life in that every day. I do too. Now, the third thing is, yes, Jesus brought us a new day for all mankind, that now we can come to him freely, and all we have to do is accept him as our Lord and personal Savior. Yes, it's a new system, and you can have life, everlasting life. You can have life today. You can have life tomorrow. All that's true. But finally, the Christmas story, Jesus coming here means that you are a new creation. You and I, when we say yes to Jesus, we are no longer an old creation. We're no longer what we were. We're something new, something regenerated. When we look at this verse in 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us this. He goes, therefore, if anyone in Christ is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone and the new is here. That's a good thing. If you are in Christ, it's not just a new day. It's not that you have new life. It's that you're a new person. You're a new creation. You have the old way of doing things. That's gone. You don't live by that person anymore. You live by a new way of doing things. You're not the person you used to be. You've been regenerated through Jesus. So my question is, why is it that if we have this incredible cheat code that we know that he's given us life and we know we're a new creation, why is it that sometimes we revert back to without the code? Why do we do that? It's like you won't die, but we're still dealing with sin and we're still acting like we don't have life and the world is looking at us and saying, I thought you had life. Why is it that we do that? What is it? We have the better right in front of us, but some of us struggle with sin. Some of us, yeah, I think we all do, but we're not living like we got the cheat code. You know, in these cheat codes, it's funny. It wasn't just infinite lives. There were also some other ones that you could put in that were great. And some of the ones you could put in were like Mario had firepower at all times. Some of you guys like that, right? Firepower, like spiritual warfare, awesome. Some of them could do these like super huge jumps and just jump over an entire level. Some of the codes would be like, you could have those things, or maybe you could have like another gift or something like that, like you could walk through walls or something crazy. It was always these amazing different things. And what I've realized is that God has also given us a ton of cheat codes. Superpower, supernatural cheat codes that aren't even you. It's not Mario that's doing that. It's me when I put him in the game genie and I stuck it in and put in the codes. That's what God has done for us. He has given you so much power through, it says in the Bible, that the same Christ that was raised from the dead, you have the same power living inside you, not because of you, but because of what he's done for you and the cheat code he put in for your life. So why do we not use these powers? Why aren't we sitting there praying for people? Why aren't we saying to people that are in trouble, hey, listen, there's a better thing for you? Because last time I noticed, when I was a kid, if you ever played video games, sometimes it was a game genie, sometimes you just found out a secret code and you would punch it in. It would be like left, right, left, right, up, down, A, B, select, start. And you would go around, I can still remember them. You can go around and you tell all your friends these codes because you want them to experience the same life that you're experiencing. I asked Bucky the other day and he told me the code that I just said that I probably screwed up. But he told me he still remembers it to this day. Contra was left, right, up, down, A, B, select, start. Or B, A, select, start, whatever it was. Now it's for two player, and then he told me what. It's crazy. He remembers that, and he would go tell all his friends, and his friends would tell other people. Listen, we need to be acting like 7-year-old boys that found out a new cheat code, and we're like, heck, I gotta tell everybody about this cheat code. That's good stuff. That's what God has done for us. We got to tell people about it. We've been given superpowers. It's amazing. You know, you can pray for somebody and say, Lord, will you heal them? You got to believe this sometimes. We're walking around like, I don't think the code works anymore. It does, but you're not in control. He is. You're just finishing out the work that he's calling you to do. Man. You know, it's like even some of the earthly things God's given us, you can use them for supernatural things that would glorify his name. When Mario walks across and finally saves the princess from King Bowser, and he walks across, I'm like, me, I am so stinking excited that he made it to that level. That is what God is like when you live a victorious Christian life. Because in God's code, in God's game, in this life, when you cross the finish line, he is so excited. Because guess what? You'll never see the game over screen. You'll never see the game over screen. Ever. Take that, Bowser. In closing, I just want to just ask a couple things. I don't know where you're at. I have no idea. I mean, we're all different people going through all different stages. But maybe you're here this morning, and maybe you've just had an old system. Can I tell you, God has a brand new system that's way better than the one you've been using. The God system, the Jesus system is awesome. It's so full of life. It's a new day for you today. If you've never done that and you're thinking maybe that's for me, can I tell you it is? It's the best system. You can never get better than this system. Maybe you're here today and you've said yes to Jesus before. You've accepted him as your Lord and Savior. But maybe you haven't been acting like the new creation that God has called you to be. And not just God has called you, he made you a new creation. Just live in that. Live as a victorious Christian. Live as a Christian who isn't worried about death, who isn't worried about the trials, because he knows that he has the perfect person, the perfect God in control of his life. Or maybe you're here today and you know you just need a regeneration of your faith. You need your faith to kind of have an upload and get a new, like get back calibrated with the way things are. You know, maybe you've been still running around like, you maybe you're acting like a Christian, but your heart needs it. Maybe your marriage just needs a regeneration. Maybe your job in the workplace and your attitude needs a regeneration. I believe that God's calling us all to that today. So I don't know where you're at. I have no idea. But the truth is there's so many problems that can come into our life, but we have an assurance in Jesus because of when he came. So humbly, as a baby, amazing, just absolutely humbles me to think about it. Like, look at a baby, how helpless they are. God, the creator of the universe, came down like that for you, for me. I'm going to ask if you would just bow your heads as we pray. It's always weird when we get to these points in the sermon because I always feel as the speaker that God's calling me to things that I prepared. He's pulling things out of this. And then I think, well, maybe it's just Josh Whippy. But I know for a fact that it's not just me that needs some of this. It's not just me that needed to hear this message today. If you're here today and any of the things I have brought forth, I'm not going to single out anybody and make you like say, hey, do you want to get saved? Come up and we'll just, you know, I'm not going to do that. But whether it's you've never said yes to Jesus, you're playing off old system, whether it's the fact that you're just not living like a new creation, or whether it's the fact that you just need another just dose of God's life in you, I'm just going to ask that you would stand to your feet in response to the Lord, saying, Lord, I want that. Whatever those three things are, whether it's you just need a new life, you just need this new surgence of feeling like, God, I know you're there, I know it, but I need it more, Lord. I need my faith to be updated and regenerated. Maybe you're here today, you've got a marriage that needs regenerated, or a relationship. Through Jesus, he can do that. He can do that. So, Father, we come, and I just think again of when you said you came to give life and life to the full. Lord, we need a new life. Every day, we need a new life. So I pray specifically, Lord, for those that are in maybe you're in a season of doubt or a season of trials, I just pray that the Lord would shed his love on you and encourage you and strengthen you to say, yes, you can get through this life. You can do it because I am with you. You might run into some trials. You might have some difficulties, but I am with you. I pray for those that stood that you're just in this place right now where maybe you've had that excitement, you've been there, but maybe you've kind of backslidden a little bit and you're not sure, whatever. God's calling you. He has called you a new creation. It's time to live in that. It's time to live in that because he's called you new. He has called you fresh out of the pits that you were in before, out of the ways of thinking you were in before. And Lord, I pray for anybody that's here that this is the moment right now where you have realized that you need to say yes to Jesus and make him the king of your life. That you need to accept what he's done, that he came as a baby, that he lived a sinless life, that he came and was beaten and killed on a cross and then rose again 3 days later, that he did that for you to be have a new day, a new life, and for you to be a new creation. God, I pray for those that are making that decision today. And if you're here and that's you, it's nothing special you have to do. You don't have to go give me $5. Well, I mean, you could, but that's not how this thing works. It's really just you saying yes to Jesus, making him the king of your life and saying you'll do whatever he asks you to do, that you're going to surrender things to him. And for the rest of you that are here, I'm sure you're like me and you know that we have to continually do that. Continually giving him over things, continually giving him bad attitudes, bad habits, bad thought processes. We're just giving it to you, Lord, today. Lord, fill us up with that life. And we thank you, Lord, for the ultimate cheat code that you gave us. Oh, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Born that man may no more die. Born to give a second life. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for your victory. And we come, Lord, at the end of this, and we just praise you, praise you, praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you as you go. I am going to also pray, Lord, please help the Bills tonight. Victory. Give them a cheat code, Lord, we pray. God bless you as you go. Have a great, great week in the Lord.